and it's in the Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. Hashar Chitim Asarim Kriyatsa Behem B'mayim, a person who soaks Chitim or Asarim, different types of grains, in water. So Reza told us, Zareya, we mentioned before that that is considered a form of Zareya, that they should soften through the water, they're going to soften, they're going to start to sprout. So that's the process of making them sprout. That's the process of being matzmiach, something that's what the idea of Zareya is. Mechaya b'chol shu, the shir v'chiya b'an Zareya is b'chol shu. Okay. Even one seed. Okay. New point of the Ramah. Hagoh, mutu lahamid anfe ilonis. If you have something which is detached from the tree, you cut it off of the tree. So branches from a tree, b'mayim, b'shabbos, you ought to put it into water. There can't be any flowers which will open from the moisture. Okay. So a person is soaking these seeds, that therefore they should soften and that they're going to sprout. With some types of grains, that's what they would do before they would stick them into the ground. They would first have them sprout and they put them in the ground, so already the beginnings of the process of sprouting are there and it will take roots and start to grow. So it's called Tov Zareya, Nun Aleph. Why is it called Tov Zareya? Because the Masha Zareya Mechaben Latzmuchi Peri Avzekein. Just like Zareya, the point is to cause it to sprout and then to develop. So this is the process of sprouting, which is taking place over here as well. Okay. There's a few points over here that they raise in the Moisiv Dirshu. So the point we're saying over here, anything which is going to be along the lines of helping something grow goes under the told of Zareya. So if you have, let's say, plants which are vulnerable and you cover over the roots to may protect them, to help them be safe, they should grow. So he brings in the Chazon Ish, so that was a problem. They discuss a halacha of that opening the windows into a room, that you should get the sun into the room. So you have a greenhouse opening over the shade that allow the sun in, which helps it grow. So is that considered a problem of Zareya or not? So he brings over here from the Machza Avram that it says it's not a problem, it's only it's like a groma. But he brings from Shlomo Zalman that it says that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. And the Chazon Ish also said that in regards to Shvi, it's the same thing. Mishnah Berurah discusses in a different place, open up the window to let like air in to help it get the air, which helps if that's going to help it grow. All those different types of things. If you have a plant, which these things will help them grow in the house by doing that, those are problematic. The sheikher is chayiv. That when they would make the malt, they would soak it, that it should become a malt, and then use it for beer, which at first glance is the purpose is not Zareya. It's still a problem. Do you do with the Kavanos Latzmiya? Because the way it works is that it sprouts. You want the seed to sprout, and that's how they do whatever they do with it, the process. But the part of the process is that you want it to sprout. So even though the goal is not to then stick it into the ground, this is a told of Zareya on its own. Even if you never stick it into the ground afterwards, this becomes now a told of Zareya.
What?
Putting the seeds into the water and that they should sprout. Because the word the take of Mishanosin Lamayim Chayv Avogav the Lo Yatzmichu Elachu Kamayamim, the Chiyav is to putting it in, even though it's not going to actually sprout till after a period of time. Mesayim Da'afal became Mutar Lishris to now. The Chayyim says, okay, so then if that's true, that a person's chayv as soon as he puts it in, even though it takes a few days for it to actually sprout, so a person wants to soak grains to feed his animals, should be a problem. He says, no, that's mutter. Mutter lishras tuula behemta, he's allowed to soak the grains for his animal. The then comes also latzmiach ela l'rachach, as I run him over there, he doesn't want it to sprout, he just wants to soften it, and his plan is to give it to the animal before that happens. So he's setting a process in motion which will be the prevented from sprouting, and that's his goal. So that's not a problem. That's not called a total of zareya. Okay. No. With that.
What's his goal? So it's not a problem. Sorry.
His goal is to feed his animal. He wants to soften the grain and make it more edible for the animal. So he has no intention to wet it and use the moisture to make it sprout. And he plans that the animal should eat it before that happens. Okay. Now, v'dad l'cholzeh b'zeironim she'en nivlolim b'mayim. It's talking about the type of some seeds, when you put them in, they sort of clump, they absorb the moisture and they become like a mass. So we're not talking about that type over here. We're talking about the seeds remain independent. Each seed remains distinct. And they start absorbing water and sprouting, the moisture, and start sprouting or not, etc. But you have certain types of seeds, which you put them into water, they become a mass. A type of a grain called karshinin. They soften. And the water becomes thick due to it. And it becomes as if there's a mixture of if there's dough or something mixed into it. Also, that's an issue of losh, putting the seeds into the water that they will eventually mass together and become a single mass. That's what losh is. So it's a totally different malacha. So we'll see later on in Shin Mem. A person put flax seeds into water. The nature of flax seeds, when you put them into water, they clump together and become a mass. A person's chayv because of losh. Even though we discussed before by losh, there's a machlokes whether losh is adding the ingredients together or the stirring of it. But that's where is the adding the ingredients doesn't complete the whole process. But over here, just adding the ingredients together, it absorbs and becomes one mass. So that everybody agrees is lush just by itself without stirring, without doing any action to mix it together. You have dry fruit and you want to soak it in water that it should absorb the moisture and soften and become more edible. But that's all that happens. So that's mutter lishras for Shabbos. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. But if it's what's going to happen is it's going to make it brine. A type of a thing is going to make it into some type of pickling. So I'm just soaking my cucumbers in the water. Yeah, but the point is that they should become like pickles. So that's a different ball game, and that's also, Rama said, that's also either because of a tolda of bishul, or the rabbanon of bishul looks like bishul, or because it looks like ma'abe. You're using the saltiness to process it. So the chiva is b'chol shehu. So Mishnah Berurah says that means even one seed. The Ramah came along and said the person wants to take, you have branches which are detached from the tree and you want to put it in water, They would cut it in the summer. To make the house look nicer. You want to keep them fresh, you want to stick them in water. They're not going to grow. They're dead. They still have the ability to, with their phloem and xylem systems, to pull water up through the process of the osmosis, etc., and bring it into the leaves, etc., so that they should look fresh. It's not. There's no real tzmicha taking place. And now this is the reason why it's not muksa is the person has before Shabbos prepared this for this purpose, so that makes it that it's not muksa. But had he not done so, the branches are muksa, even though they're detached from the tree already, they're muksa, and there's no way to change that on Shabbos itself. Okay.
What's this you're talking about? What preparation has have been done to the branches? Huchmu, warmed up.
Huchanu, hachana.
Huchanu.
Okay. By the command of Simon, Tafresh Nandalit. Rachel Leimar. So he says to take a look in Simon Tafresh Nandalit, which is Hilchos Dalit Minim. The Shom of Word, the Enam Mutter B'Shabbos, Kim L'Hakser B'Mayim Sh'omdu Boi Mikvar Me'er B'Shabbos. This heter is putting it back into, you can take it out of the water and put it back into water which it was in already from before Shabbos. And furthermore, below the host of Oid Mayim, it said you cannot add new, fresh, cold water. And for sure you cannot take away the old water and put new water. You can't even add new water. You obviously cannot remove all of the old water and exchange it with new fresh water. That's also in Shabbos. The fees are hard to cost of the cutting. What do I mean? And that which the Ramah said, you're allowed to put these branches into water. It means Hanalach Zirin b'Shabbos Asochin. You can put it back into the water which it was already placed prior to Shabbos. I feel im kvar nitlu mehen. Even though they've been taken out, you could put it back. For the first time, to put these branches into water, which they have not been in beforehand, that is also that's what the Ramah is saying. Zok the Mishnah Berurah that somehow Kharnim disagree. You're allowed to put it in the Chavkila. Now, on Shabbos, this is the first time it's being put into the water. That's what it sounds like. So what's Aser? Adding new water, that's a problem, because that's not necessary, that's Tirchi Yaseira. But to put it in the new, something which has not been in water yet, to put it in the water, they hold as mutter. So the Shartzian says in Memches, the Prima Gadim Shulchan or Hagraz, Vashad Yeshizhose im Shachach Lamidun mi Bajam. Just hold one second, I'm just going to move to the phone because the headpiece is dying. So the Sharatzian in Memches says that maybe in a case of necessity you can be somech on that shita to put it in water of the chavkila on Shabbos the first time. There's no deraisa planting because it's dead. It's a dead branch. It's been attached on the tree. It's dead. Flowers opening up due to the moisture, which makes it also looks like zereya because it's opening up, etc. That's not a problem either. So the problem is over here, this zereya d'rabbanan, that you can't be mayim, it's something in mayim l'chalchilo. You only mutter the lahachzir. So you mutter lahachzir or below the hoysa. That's the lashon over there. So we're saying, well, it's mutter lahachzir, not the hoysa. Of kolshken, it's not mutter the yimachlif. Saying, so fine. I get all that, but something which was never in water to start with, maybe is mutter. So that could be more kulutik. So case of necessity, you can rely on that. Efshir, that's his lashon. Ridaya, the yesh ben prokim sheniftochim machmas amayim osu kloyama af lahatzur b'mayim shomdu mehem mikvar. But if they have flowers, which by putting them back into the moisture, the flowers are going to open up, even though it was in the water beforehand, and you're not doing a new maisa of, you're just being machzered back into the water, that's still going to be usher. Okay. Okay. And most of their show, he just touches on a few things over here. If you have flowers that you already have blossomed and they're ready to open, you put in the water, they're going to open a little more. That's not usur. Then he brings from Rabbi Yashiv, if they're in, you have flowers which are already in the argatal, they're already in the vase with water. He says you should only move it gently. Because moving it quickly, in a sudden way, will actually help it open up. Okay, fine. Yud Beis. Tenim sheyavshu beibayin. It's on the tree, but they're still on the branch or on the tree, and they have seemingly shriveled up while they're still on the trees, so they're still attached. So you could argue it's not really taking any growth, any sustenance from the tree, so taking it off is not considered the malacha of kaitzer. That's what they're saying, that's not true. Tell us, man, b'Shabbos is chayiv al b'shehem kakurim linyan tuma. Even though Gabi, some halachas, the fact that they already have reached the stage of being they're not growing anymore. As a matter of fact, they're doing the opposite; they're starting to shrivel. So there's in regards to the halachas of tuma, they're not considered mechuber. In other words, some reason mechuber the karka is not mekabel tuma. But once it's reached the stage where it gets no benefit from being attached to the ground, it could be theoretically accept hechsher. If water will go in, it'll become mukshir. And then, once that's true, it could become tame. It could accept tuma as a food. It's already considered a food. Lagabi Shabbos, so that's the chumra. Here we're saying, well, the difference is considered detached. We're contemplating, we should argue. Well, it's considered detached, it's not called a malach, if you take it off. That's not true. It's not. It's still attached, and it's a malach, to take it off. Okay. So that's an important point, that even though we've usually translated the malach of kotzer, and the toldos of kotzer is taking something away from its source of sustenance, and over here, it's no longer receiving sustenance, but this is still called the source of its sustenance because this was the place where it grew. So it's still attached to the place where it grew. So that's called you're taking it away from that the place where it was growing. So even though it has finished the process of growing already, so that's the chiddush of sifya beis. So there be bayin which perish but be chiburin ba'anav. They're still attached. The bayin are the little very short stems which hold the fruits to the branch, so they're called yibayin. It means they're still attached. Ken ilan, shelosh and kenhu. So this is how you're supposed to read the language of the sif.
Dr. Cope.
It says v'chein hu adin al kolilin sheyavshu. So that even the phrase is just v'chein ilan sheyavshu, we're saying it means hu adin kolilin sheyavshu. So the Mechaber says, starts off with the Gemara's case is, That's the case of the Gemara. And Zot the Shulchan Aruch. But the truth is, it's Lavdaf Katanim, it's any tree. It's a person's Telosh from the Meshabbos is Chayiv. Mishnah Zot Kosset the Tosar for Hubat Sarch Lomer. So the phrase "v'chein ilan sheyavshu peiros avboi," a tree which the peiros on the tree have dried, so telosh mehen b'shabbos is chayv. He doesn't like that lashon. The suggests "v'chein ilan sheyavesh uboy peiros." So now that's much clearer that the tree is dry, not the peiros have dried. So the case of the teinim shigabshu means the tree is still fresh, just the fruit has withered. And now we're saying, just like, not only is the fruit no longer growing, the tree itself has stopped having moisture. So the whole thing is dead, but it's still attached to where it grew. So that's where it grew, and then whatever reasons, subsequently, the whole thing died, it's still called kosher to take it away from there. Chayiv. This is only by trees, by grasses. If they reach a point that they're no longer getting any sustenance out of the ground, they have a din like the tolish, and if a person will be tolish on Shabbos, he's potter. Obviously, the rabbanon yesh filu basam, but there's an rabbanon. Fi impamim yesh gam ken chiyuv chatas b'zeh k'moish shabirat yirlocha. In some scenarios, not only is it the rabbanon, it's going to be a deraisa, even in the case of the asav. So a person is growing onions in his second floor. One second, let's place. Yeah, okay. And there's dirt there on the floor, and it took roots. He wants it to take roots. See, even though the whole thing is like it's not really underground, because it's sitting there on the ground of on the floor of the second floor, but since it's taken root, even though it's not the normal way that it grows, that's enough. It's not abnormal to the point that it's potter. Okay, I'll be nafla in my perlis. If a situation happened that it was not planted, but rather was just sitting on the ground, and then something collapsed on top of it, and the imos, which means the bulbs of the besolim, have been covered with dirt, but the leaves, which are higher, are still visible. Kedarchit gulin, when he starts to show them, and then it took roots. So even though he did not intentionally desire that it should take roots, but once it took root, it's a vegetation which is growing. That's the way it is. Just like I didn't ask if you want the fruit to be attached, the item to be attached to the ground in the field. It is attached, and you have a problem with kaitzer. You take it off, whether you want it or not is irrelevant.
What we're saying, even if something was on the floor of the second floor, not on the ground, is still chayav.
You know what? See, I can't go back. It's too a little too complicated for now. Then you tuma perish tuma sarklim the makabe tuma bechumer v'zeh chashim katolish. We know that food items are makabe tuma. But not when they're attached to the ground. We're saying if it's been attached to the ground to the point that it no longer gets getting any sustenance at all from the nutrients at all, any growth at all from the ground, it's already drying out. It's reached that stage, so then it's not considered mechubur legabi tuma. It's considered like it's already detached. It's already detached, and it can be makabel tuma. So that's the gabi that. The gabi shabbos is still considered attached. Okay. So this din of Chayiv, he brings a machlokes. There's a machlokes out there. Yes, I remember that filo yavshu paris. They take it all the way to the furthest extreme. Even though the fruit is already drying, it is not getting any more lift with it out. It's drying. Hain books say it. The fruit and the stem, which comes out of it, is ready. Not fresh anymore. It's not accepting, not taking any moisture in. Chenu who had in yavash ilon, and only that. But even if the whole tree is dead, filo gamri shen the hanu shen gives machlif, it's not going to rejuvenate. It can move a pair of bases there. Even filo hachis chayiv kilo kaponim who ilon mechuber the mice is attached to the ground, and this is attached to the ilon, which is attached to the ground. So the one opinion says the mice is chayiv. Chen hu hadin beperis, chen hu hadin haperis, nami chen hu hadin haperis, nami bechubor beilan. So the elon is attached to the ground. The pears are attached to the elon, and taking them off is chayiv. That's a Rambam. However, Paraposkim, Rashi Tosis, Rashba, that Eli Rab and Tosis Shom, that the Rama also holds like that. It's really the Lomachayim Rakbi Yavshah Paris, Buxayin. Rapture Paris, Kama, Buxayin, Adayin Lach. It's only Chayim if even though the Peri has dried out, but the Ukits, the little branch that it's attached to, is still fresh. Or even if the tree has dried out, but it's still alive enough that it can rejuvenate. If everything is actually dried out and it's withered totally, the conclusion dummy, even though it, the same way by Tuma, by Shabbos as well, is no longer considered attached. So it seems to be machlokes. If you have a tree which is alive, you're taking pears off of it, that's kosher. If you have a tree which is dead, taking pears off it, it seems to be questionable whether that's kosher or not. Okay, Yud Gimel really is the last sif in the siman. It really deals with a different issue. We're getting away from the malacha, the straight malacha issues of kosher and zareya, etc. And we're going to go off on Gzera Drabbanon. The Chazal limited what you're allowed to do with the tree because of this Gzera that you might come to tear something off. Okay. Also, Lishtamish B'Tzadeh Hu'ilim. So Chazal said that not only can you be Mishtamish, you cannot be Mishtamish with the tree itself. You cannot be mishtamish with something which is attached to the tree. So that's considered like the tzad of the ilan. It's immediately adjacent to the ilan. It's attached to the tree. It's also a problem. But tzidet stodin is mutter. But something which is attached to something which is attached is mutter. V'fikach. Also nisach hasulam l'tzidah ilan. Person cannot lean a ladder against the tree. Because if that would be true, the ladder becomes like the stodei ilan. It's that which is attached to the tree. It's like, and that's called stodei ilan. And you're being mishdamish with the ladder. If there is a spike, a nail coming out of the tree, so that's considered stodei ilan. The tree is the tree. The nail spike coming out is considered tzadi hilan, and now if you attach your ladder to that, that's tzadi tzadim, which is mutter. Which of this was similar love? The harvali yosid tzadim was sulam tzidei tzadim. So the yosid is the tzadim, that which is immediately adjacent, and this is adjacent to that which is adjacent, which is mutter. Okay, the imnoats by yosid, if a person would take a hammer and bang some type of a nail to use like a hook into the tree, then he hangs a basket on the nail. and then he has fruit inside of the basket. So hayaseh nikrit sodin. So the yaseh, the nail is considered sodin. A kakalab is ketzireit sodin. Therefore, the basket is like ketzireit sodin, which is a mutter to be mishdamish with it, so you can take the fruit out of the basket. Hago mutter liga ve'ilan levat shalo yinidenu. Muksa is not usher to touch. Muksa is usher to move. The issue is always tiltal muksa, moving muksa. So a person just touches the tree, even though the tree is due to this, is considered like it has no function, and you can't do anything with the tree. So it's like muksa nachamas gufay. So that doesn't make it usher to touch. It makes it usher to move. Okay. New case. Bar omik afilamea ama muta lairin malalis. Matabas of Yarim, Matabas of Ayla, Machashin and Shema Yaakar, Karka, be Ridos of Eliyasa. Metapes. Yeah. You hold on and you climb up, you hold on and you climb down. And we're not worried about that he's going to pull out some of the Karka. And that's considered like Charesh, Barna, whatever it is. So we're not worried about that possibility. Let's see if we can at least start Mishabur, maybe we'll finish it. So you're allowed to be mishdamish, but you're not allowed to be mishdamish. But stile huilan, but study huilan. Pirish, darah tochu by kosher be ilan nikri study huilan. Something which is attached to the tree, that's considered studim. Avadafna ilan atzmai lomkri studim elagufa ilan hu. But the actual trunk of the tree, that's not considered studim. That's the tree. Therefore, tzidet stodin is that which is attached to that which is attached to the tree. As the Shulchan Aruch explains. So let me can't lean the ladder there. You need to clarify something over here. The correct way to understand what he's saying is the following. You should not put a ladder there even from before Shabbos to climb up on Shabbos. He celebrates because as you go up on the ladder, you're being mishdamish with the tzidei ilan. Okay, furthermore, what about putting the ladder there on Shabbos? Putting the ladder there on Shabbos is also usher. Putting the ladder there is using the tree or using the yoset which is attached to the tree. I'm using it the whole ladder. So that itself is a problem. So the ladder was there from before Shabbos. Now the question is a person allowed to climb up on the ladder? So if the ladder is attached directly to the tree, the answer is no. Because the ladder becomes stira ilan, which is also. If there's a yosed coming out of the tree, and there's a ladder attached to that, so the yosed is considered stira ilan, and the ladder is stira ilan, which is mutter. The stira ilan, pirish the dafnoi, that means like we refer to the phrase stira ilan, that means like the wall of the ilan. So this is like using the wall. Mutter lismach. We said if the yosid is already what's it saying over here? If the yosid is tekua in the tzari ilan, so you're allowed to climb on the ladder. The mutter lismach sulam er Shabbos lalas alav b'Shabbos. You can't put the ladder there on Shabbos because when you're putting the ladder there, you're using the tzira ilan, which is also. Once it's already attached before Shabbos, you're being mishdamas with the ladder, which is studied. Mishum nahavi leyosed, mizar shlo yaniach raglo al yosed ella al gabi shlovi asulam kedeshal yehi mishdamas b'studin. Person's climbing up, and the ladder is attached to the side of the tree, and there's as he puts his foot on the rung, sometimes he's putting his foot on the spike. That's also, you can't use the spike, you can't climb on the spike, you have to climb on the rung. So if the basket is hanging, that's considered...
What's the spike? The
yosid? The yosid, yeah. So the spike is the studen, and the basket hanging on it is sitting studen. You can put Paris in and out. The same way you can't put the ladder on the yosed on Shabbos, you can't not put the basket on the yosed on Shabbos either, or take it off, because then you're using the yosed, which is also. If the basket is hanging directly on the tree, so that's stodden, the basket. So putting something in or taking something out of the basket is using the basket, which is stodden, which you can't do. Now, what about the following? If the opening of the basket is narrow, so when he pulls the item out, the tremor which it creates because it's tight shakes the tree. That's called, if you're doing something which is actively moving the tree, even though it's indirect, that's called you're using the tree. That's called mishtamash b'ilan. Mishtamash b'ilan, leaning on a tree. Person is healthy, doesn't really need the support, he's not really doing anything. Person who's weak, it's one of those counterintuitive halachas. The more you need it, the more usher it is. The less you need it, the more mutter it is. So he's not really using the tree because he doesn't really need it. A person who's weak, he really needs to support himself on it. But if he moves the tree by leaning on it, that's for sure a problem. Like the Mora says. Okay, let's hold it here.